Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day for music and musings. As we fall back on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Joining us for our pop-up weekend coffee clash. It's Sunday, November 3rd. 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east, and Arizona, Hawaii, you're on your own because you don't do the fallback thing. Okay. Number of motion, 347-857-4505. I don't know why I feel logy. You get an extra hour of sleep, but one less hour of daylight. Maybe that's what it's all about. Who knows? By the way, Twitter, of course, 24/7, live or on podcast. Jump in when it works for you at AB Writes. And if you've got the social media memo and you're joining us for the live broadcast, you can also avail yourself of the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. So have at us the way that works for you. Judy and Aurora from TCS, helming the darn thing from the booth. They're always raring to go. ML at headquarters, not so raring to go, but she's holding down the fort. Show is brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Indulge in their seasonal favorites at Dunkin'. And, of course, our friends at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7. Yeah, they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. You're raring to go? We're going to indulge mostly music today. We'll do some musings, too, take on the cultural cacophony. We've got Good Day to Fall Back with new music from old stalwarts, people like Kinky Friedman, Bruce Springsteen, Miranda Lambert, and Sheryl Crow. That's all coming your way. Your Forgotten 45s, too, and Inspiration to Action Challenge. All the good stuff you know you love. We'll get to it all as time permits, as they say. So synchronize your watches, grab yourself a beverage, because does anybody really know what time it is? And welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
time you ever bungle anything again.
Time, why you punish me? Like a wave crashing into the shore, you wash away my dreams. Time, why you walk away? Like a friend with somewhere to go, you left me crying. Can you teach me about tomorrow? Running free, 'cause tomorrow's just another day, and I don't believe in time.
It's fun time, America. Put the cares of... don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still mad. You're out of touch, my baby. My fortune's got a baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of hand. Well, baby, 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 you're out of hand. I said, baby, 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 you're out of hand. You are left out. Cause baby, 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 you're out of time. The girl who wants to run away discovers that she's had a day. It's no good, you're thinking that you're off your man. You're out of touch, my baby.
Show winking a nod to Katie and Nixie from the Potnet chat box and Twitter respectively. Thank you guys for hanging out with me today. And Hootie the Blowfish time, a not so forgotten 45 for Lonnie from Chicago kicking us open. Does anybody really know what time it is as we fall back on this pop-up weekend coffee class Sunday, November 4th. If you're joining us, have at us via the phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, Potnet chat box open too. And Twitter, of course, is 24/7 live or on podcast at AB Writes. So have at us, guys. What's on your mind? On the Popnet chat box, Darby says, hey, great music, AB, and the politics are getting crazy. Do you think he'll get more unhinged as we get closer to impeachment? I think so. I think he is getting more unhinged. We just saw yesterday he was at Madison Square Garden for some kind of a wrestling thing. Got booed again, as he got booed last week at the World Series game. And what I thought was kind of amusing, he needs that infusion of oxygen. He was hoping the wrestling crowd would be his crowd, like the Tupelo, Mississippi rally. He needs that infusion of oxygen just to keep him going with the applause and the chants. He's got a base. His new approval ratings came out, about 45% approving of him. Can you believe it? 53% disapproving? I can't believe it's that high. Of course, impeachment, 49% would like impeachment and ouster versus 46% that say no. So even without the open hearings, which supposedly are coming this month before Thanksgiving, we'll see. You know, we live in two universes, the parallel universe of real facts and Fox News alternate facts. and they're spinning their own narrative, and they're disgracing and trying to discredit patriots, etc. I mean, you know the story. It's just outrageous, and we'll see how it all plays out. But I will say this, and I don't like to be hyperbolic, but I really believe my guess is he will be impeached in the House, will not be convicted in the Senate because the sycophants and the spineless wonders are still there. But we'll see. If the tide turns enough in public sentiment, perhaps, but I doubt it. So he'll stay in office. The only hope is we will win by a thumping at the ballot box exactly 1 year from now, November 4, 2020. It's got to be blue no matter who. Let's get to the primary season, and let's have a landslide. It's going to be a big turnout, all hands on deck, everybody voting for whomever gets that nomination, and still in question who's going to prevail, but we have to come together because, you know, some people say it's not just about getting rid of Trump. Well, it is. That's the first step. Then you can push whoever wins towards your agenda, but without that, we're going to be slouching towards a dictatorship, and another 4 years of that, I don't know. Country will not be the same, that's for sure. So let's just keep that in mind, blue no matter who. All hands on deck, Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Andy says, Trump goes to bed every night angry. He wakes up every day angry. Well, I'd be angry too if I knew I was going to be impeached and removed from office, humiliated, and disgraced. Well, we'll see how that all plays out, Andy. I'm not so sure about the removed from office thing, but hopefully as more and more people get to know what's going on and see the evidence and keep their eyes and ears open for it, you have to be open for that too. You have to be receiving incoming, if you know what I mean. It'll all come out in the wash. Here is a new beauty from Miranda Lambert. Her new album just dropped called Wild Card. This one's called It All Comes Out in the Wash. I mean, the dark wish of Nicholas.
If you wear a white shirt to a crawfish bowl, don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid, if you accidentally bring it to the wedding, what? If you pour yourself a myrtle load of go, you dip your fries and you catch up on a bumpy road. You spill the beans to your mama's sister, got knocked up in a truck at the 7-Eleven.
guess it's over. Tell me when it's over. That's Sheryl Crow with country stalwart Chris Stapleton on the Amy Bitberkowy Show from her seminal new album, Threads. Great collection of collaborations. She says it's her last. We'll see. And new music from one of the hot country artists these days, Miranda Lambert. New album out called Wild Card, and that one is called It All Comes Out in the Wash. We hope so. We see, right? You know what it comes out in? It also comes out in the page. Purge those secrets, those fears. Talk about your hopes, your dreams, your ideas, all on the page. Get out a journal and start doing that. Inspiration to Action Challenges help a lot of folks in that vein and then some. And we're saluting Polly in St. Paul, Minnesota today. She says she's delving heavily into what she says it could be a novel or a memoir, not sure. Lots of autobiography there and nowhere near done, but the challenge gave me the courage to pursue it, and I'm knee-deep in it. And by the way, I love it. Hey, good for you, Polly. Hey, keep going. Please keep us posted. I'd love to hear how you're doing. Track your success, as they say, and it's never a straight line. I know how that is, for sure. Just keep going. I want to encourage you. And if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it because it is hard work. You're also spurring other folks on, giving them a little creative kick in the keister. So if you need one of those pep talks, a little creativity coaching, counseling conversation, let's start one. The first one is on me. Give me about 3 weeks to connect on that end. But either way, reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com, and we will do that. While you're there, you can peruse my stories, Eliza Gordon Mysteries, some other goodies up for grabs. You can also chime in with your guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests, links to the podcast, you name it, everything there but groceries and shoes. It's one-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com, indeed. And you're never too young, you're never too old. Embrace those passions and go for it. Here's an example, Kinky Friedman. He's the Jewish gypsy troubadour. He's got a new album out, 74 years old. A collaboration on this one, the title track, Resurrection, with his 80-something buddy, Willie Nelson. Kinky Friedman and Resurrection. It's a beauty. I'm Amy Bitharkowy. Should have a listen.
Karen Jones was just 15. Could have been homecoming queen, but she had a child and she lived at the Salvation Army. Now she has a thrift store of her own, raises money for folks without a home. Too bad she'll never find a home for me. And Tom Baker was a friend of mine, knew him in his Irish fighting prime. He was an actor, but sometimes he directed. Yeah, the Baker man, he was my friend. He stuck with me until the end. It came a little sooner than expected. Resurrection, that's the name of the song. Resurrection, now that I've been down so long, don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection, resurrection. Aunt Susie died completely healed, but you gotta play the hand you deal. I'm so glad you came along. Embraced by life, bathed in tears. She's been clean for 7 years. But resurrection was the name of the song. I still miss my mom and dad, two best friends I ever had. They were always with me from the start. All the shows in all the towns, all the ups and all the downs, they were walking with me in my heart. Resurrection, that's the name of the song. Resurrection, I've been down so long, don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection, resurrection. I think that I'm too old to be out playing on the road, instead of staying home where I belong. You might think that it ain't right to be out driving half the night. No, it ain't right. It ain't even wrong. It's resurrection. That's the name of the song. Resurrection. Now that I've been down so long, I don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection. Resurrection. is in my heart, is in my soul, is in a day-old donut hole, eaten by an off-duty cop in San Francisco. The nights are getting colder, but there's an angel on my shoulder. Somehow she always gets me to the next show. Resurrection,
resurrection,
that's the name of the song. Resurrection,
resurrection,
haven't I been down so long? Don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection, resurrection, resurrection.
Do you know the back of that?
Resurrection,
you can play me, baby.
Resurrection. Resurrection.
We're all of us together. Resurrection. Resurrection. Here's a new song we want to spring on y'all tonight. Take it home where you spread it around. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what Election Day is all about. And the biggest gun we got is called the ballot box. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out. And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. And she'll bring some new ones in, and they will start the show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. A bunch of clowns you voted in. Election Day is coming around again. And if you don't like it now, you can change it anyhow. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. We'll start the show again and bring some new ones in. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote
them
out.
And when we're done, we'll sing and dance and shout. And we'll bring some new ones in, and we'll start the show again. But if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Thank you, Texas. Thank you, Beto. All the way, buddy. We love y'all. Thank you.
All the way. Willie Nelson, the song you put together for Beto O'Rourke's ill-fated campaign against Ted Cruz last time around, and Beto is now out. But you know what? If you don't like who's in there, vote him out. Election Day. We got a smaller one this week coming up on Tuesday, and next year, November 4th, 2020. All in, all hands on deck, blue no matter who. We got to vote him out and get going. And I know what people say, like Mike on Twitter, who says if you don't go with Bernie, you're not going to break down the corporate structure and all the corruption. Well, perhaps, Mike, I get it. I get what you're saying. And you know what? If Bernie gets the nomination, I'm all in. I'm blue no matter who. And I say that no matter who gets it. So I'm loath to complain about anybody. But the truth is they got to be able to beat Trump. And we got to be able to win. And we got to energize people enough to come out and do it. Because as Cory Booker is famous for saying, Trump is not – beating Trump is the floor, not the ceiling, and I get that. But if you don't beat Trump, then you're really not going to get any agenda pursued. So let's push out and find somebody who can win and consolidate, and rally around, and then get him and all that entourage and all that Republican nonsense, get it out of there, so that we can move towards something in a progressive way. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it's Trumplandia, and it's going to be a whole new country. 4 years plus 5 years of this nonsense. The unhinged quality that he has, the emboldened business that he's going to feel, I don't know. We'll see. We'll be talking. We'll be talking. You know how it goes. We will be talking indeed. Hey, Twitter is Xavier Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box open too. Love to hear old music done a new way from some old stalwarts. Here's a great one. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen the new Bruce Springsteen film, Western Stars? I hear intriguing things about it. They say it's very creative and kind of a pseudo-documentary, kind of interesting, kind of a cinematic experience. The soundtrack is fabulous, and here's one. He takes on the Glen Campbell classic with a new twist. It's called Rhinestone Cowboy. You know it. Listen to it Bruce's way. I'm Amy Beth Arkwisha.
1, 2, 3, 4. I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in the dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice skies get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a world of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me.
Searching in the sun for another rose. still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabird flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Hattrick of Glenn Campbell hits on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Glenn doing Galveston. Wichita Lineman, a rarity, Michael Stipe captured live at a Patti Smith concert some years back. Good stuff there. And Springsteen putting his bossness on the Glenn Campbell classic Rhinestone Cowboy from the Western Stars soundtrack. So that music lives on in all its variations. Good stuff indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Had a great time yesterday with a friend tooling up about an hour and a half away from where I am, my neck of the woods, to Ulster County in Woodstock, New York. Foliage, gorgeous, colorful, write up, and what a great town that is. We've been there a couple of times before, but just a good ethos, a lot of artists, a lot of good stuff going on there. I had some great conversations with folks up there. Sally at the Golden Notebook bookstore, great to chat with you. Also, Martha and Reed, thanks for inviting me to tag along for their podcast, little podcast network. They got a lot of artists and authors involved. We will definitely hook up and do something, I promise. And I had a chat with a couple of filmmakers, Hillary and Stan, I think the fellow's name was, I'm sorry. We were talking about documentaries, and we got to talking about the Ken Burns documentary about country music. What a fabulous show that is. If you missed it, it's a series. It's a commitment, like 10 hours or so or more. But you can get it. You know, PBS ran it earlier this fall, but you can find it on demand, I'm sure. And one of my favorite parts was learning more about Kris Kristofferson, the great singer-songwriter, who I knew was a Rhodes Scholar. I did not know that he was also in the military, but he kind of dropped out and went to Nashville and wanted to pursue a career in music, got a job as a janitor for a music studio, and during that time, his family disowned him. He had been married. He had a couple of kids, I think, and they were just disgusted with him. They were like, you know, you're not going to – this is a foolish idea, foolish endeavor. But to say it's a foolish endeavor is one thing, be that as it may, but to disown somebody, can you imagine? And I just – it was heartbreaking to me when I saw that, and I was just so grateful to my parents who, through thick and thin, would encourage me to pursue my dreams. I think everybody's got to be encouraged, and certainly you don't want to put the kibosh on somebody's dreams. And if somebody has a creative impulse, you don't want to squash that. And what a gift this man has given to the world, his catalog of music. I mean, it's so beautiful and wonderful. It's just horrible to think that his family, at a time when he needed the encouragement, said, no, don't darken our door. Amazing. But he's leaving us with so much music. He's given us so much music. And here's one of my favorites, I think, is this one, kind of a collaboration. Well, he'll tell you about it. It's called Here Comes That Rainbow Again. Kris Kristofferson on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Give a listen.
Well, this song was inspired by a scene out of The Grapes of Wrath. So I kind of wrote it with John Steinbeck, only he was dead at the time. But
the scene was a small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor. Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two oaky kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied. And the daylight grew heavy with thunder, with the smell of the rain on the wind. Ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again. One truck driver called to the waitress after the kids went outside. Them candies ain't two for a penny. So what's it to you, she replied. In silence they finished their coffee, got up and nodded goodbye. She called, hey, you left too much money. So what's it to you, they replied. And the daylight was heavy with thunder, with the smell of the rain on the wind. Ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again. Ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again.
Thank you for the things you said. Not joining me out on the ledge. I know where you come from. That's just not done. Thank you for the diamond ring. Baby boy, your world on the string. Feel that you want it. Don't
Not many miles to go on the Evening Beth Arkwe Show, and a beauty from legendary singer-songwriter Kris Kristofferson. Here comes that rainbow again. Hey, thanks for joining us on our pop-up weekend coffee clash. Lots of great music and musings. TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, ML headquarters, thank you so much for keeping us going. Don't forget to follow the Evening Beth Arkwe Show wherever you get your podcasts, from Mixcloud to Stitcher, iTunes to NetNow. Tune in to BTR. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkwe.com. Select editions too on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network. You reach out via social media. You can friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Our producer, Trudy Hart, at Radio Trudy, and I am at AB Wrights. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, come back and see us, won't you, on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. I don't know about you, but we had a rainy Halloween, so there's lots of leftover candy for me to get my hands in trouble into. I'll leave you with the zombies. It is the time of the season. Take care. I love y'all.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the dark, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the time to
promised land,
to show you everyone.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Like me.